When Tyler invented Project Mayhem, Tyler said the goal of Project Mayhem had nothing to do with other people. Tyler didn't care if other people got hurt or not. The goal was to teach each man in the project that he had the power to control history. We, each of us, can take control of the world. It was at Fight Club that Tyler invented Project Mayhem. I tagged a first-timer one night at Fight Club. That Saturday night, a young guy with an angel's face came to his first Fight Club, and I tagged him for a fight. That's the rule. If it's your first night in Fight Club, you have to fight. I knew that, so I tagged him because the insomnia was on again, and I was in a mood to destroy something beautiful. Since most of my face never gets a chance to heal, I've got nothing to lose in the looks department. My boss at work, he asked me what I was doing about the hole through my cheek that never heals. When I drink coffee, I told him, I put two fingers over the hole so it won't leak. There's a sleeper hold that gives somebody just enough air to stay awake. And that night at Fight Club, I hit our first timer and hammered that beautiful Mr. Angel face. First with the bony knuckles of my fist like a pounding molar, and then the knotted tight butt of my fist after my knuckles were raw from his teeth stuck through his lips. Then the kid fell through my arms in a heap. Tyler told me later that he'd never seen me destroy something so completely. That night, Tyler knew he had to take Fight Club up a notch or shut it down. Tyler said, sitting at breakfast the next morning, "You look like a maniac, psycho boy. Where did you go?" I said I felt like crap and not relaxed at all. I didn't get any kind of a buzz. Maybe I'd developed a Jones. You can build up a tolerance to fighting. Maybe I needed to move on to something bigger. It was that morning Tyler invented Project Mayhem. Tyler asked what I was really fighting. What Tyler says about being the crap and the slaves of history, that's how I felt. I wanted to destroy everything beautiful I'd never have. Burn the Amazon rainforests. Pump chlorofluorocarbon straight up to gobble the ozone. Open the dump valves on supertankers and uncap offshore oil wells. I wanted to kill all the fish I couldn't afford to eat and smother the French beaches I'd never see. I wanted the whole world to hit bottom. Pounding that kid, I really wanted to put a bullet between the eyes of every endangered panda that wouldn't screw to save its species, and every whale or dolphin that gave up and ran itself aground. Don't think of this as extinction. Think of this as downsizing. For thousands of years, human beings had screwed up and trashed and crapped on this planet, and now history expected me to clean up after everyone. I have to wash out and flatten my soup cans and account for every drop of used motor oil. And I have to foot the bill for nuclear waste and buried gasoline tanks and landfilled toxic sludge dumped in a generation before I was born. I held the face of Mr. Angel like a baby or a football in the crook of my arm and bashed him with my knuckles. Bashed him until his teeth broke through his lips. Bashed him with my elbow after that until he fell through my arms into a heap at my feet. Till the skin was pounded thin across his cheekbones and turned black. I wanted to breathe smoke. Birds and deer are a silly luxury, and all the fish should be floating. I wanted to burn the Louvre. I'd do the Elgin Marbles with a sledgehammer and wipe my ass with the Mona Lisa. This is my world now. This is my world. My world. And those ancient people are dead. It was at breakfast that morning that Tyler invented Project Mayhem. We wanted to blast the world free of history. We were eating breakfast in the house on Paper Street, and Tyler said, "Picture yourself planting radishes and seed potatoes in the 15th green of a forgotten golf course. You'll hunt elk through the damp canyon forests around the ruins of Rockefeller Center and dig clams next to the skeleton of the Space Needle, leaning at a 45-degree angle. We'll paint the skyscrapers with huge totem faces and goblin tikis, and every evening, what's left of mankind will retreat to empty zoos and lock itself in cages as protection against bears and big cats and wolves that pace and watch us from outside the cage bars at night." "Recycling and speed limits are bullshit," Tyler said. "They're like someone who quits smoking on his deathbed. It's Project Mayhem that's going to save the world. A cultural ice age. A prematurely induced dark age. Project Mayhem will force humanity to go dormant or into a remission long enough for the Earth to recover. You justify anarchy, Tyler says. You figure it out. Like Fight Club does with Clerks and Box Boys, Project Mayhem will break up civilization so we can make something better out of the world. Imagine, Tyler said, stalking elk past department store windows and stinking racks of beautiful rotting dresses and tuxedos on hangers. You'll wear leather clothes that will last you the rest of your life, and you'll climb the wrist-thick kudzu vines that wrap the Sears Tower, Jack and the Beanstalk. You'll climb up through the dripping forest canopy, and the air will be so clean you'll see tiny figures pounding corn and laying strips of venison to dry in the empty car pool lane of an abandoned superhighway, stretching 8 lanes wide and August hot for 1,000 miles. This was the goal of Project Mayhem, Tyler said. The complete, right-away destruction of civilization. What comes next in Project Mayhem, nobody except Tyler knows. The second rule is you don't ask questions. Don't get any bullets, Tyler told the assault committee. And just so you don't worry about it, yes, you're going to have to kill someone. Arson, assault, mischief and misinformation. No questions. No questions, no excuses, and no lies. The fifth rule about Project Mayhem is you have to trust Tyler.